Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There are plenty of games that, for whatever reason, don't let players participate in some of their best confrontations. Whether these fights played out in cutscenes, were reduced to a few basic button presses, or cut from their respective titles entirely, these games could have been improved had players been able to punch these bosses in the face. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 best video game boss battles you couldn't play. Number 10, Zanzo, Hi-Fi Rush. One of the most underrated releases of 2023, colorful rhythm action game Hi-Fi Rush follows plucky protagonist Chai as he teams up with a ragtag group of new friends to take down the shady Vandalay Corporation. Doing so requires defeating the head of each of the company departments. One of these executives is eccentric genius Zanzo, who runs the R&D facility located within volcanic caverns deep underground. Alongside his outrageous hairstyle and obsession for testing Chai's combat abilities, this boss has a reckless disregard for spending his department's budget. The more extravagant the enemies and environmental hazards Zanzo throws at Chai, the more cash players see drain from a gauge at the top of the screen. When Chai eventually confronts Zanzo, players watch as the villain assembles a gigantic robot for what looks to be the boss fight. However, his funds run out moments before he can complete his creation. Chai knocks him out with a single blow, and the fight's over before it could begin. Given how immensely satisfying and fun this game's rhythm-based combat system was, being robbed of what would have been another excellent boss fight was a disappointing, if still hilarious, end to this memorable villain's time on screen. Number 9, The Panther King, Conker's Bad Fur Day. Known for its crude and cartoonish sense of humor, cult gem Conker's Bad Fur Day centers around the eponymous squirrel as he makes his way back to his girlfriend Barry's house after getting lost following an extended drinking session the night before. Close on the protagonist's tail is the malicious Panther King, who desires to use Conker's corpse to replace a broken table leg. For some fourth wall breaking jokes to a giant piece of singing poo, this game never takes itself too seriously. However, this changes when Conker eventually meets the villainous monarch. It's here the fun-filled tone takes a darker turn when Barry is mercilessly gunned down in front of Conker on the King's orders. Before players have a chance to avenge Barry's death, the King is unexpectedly killed when a xenomorph bursts from his chest, with the alien becoming the final boss fight. With the alien defeated, Conker's tale ends on a surprisingly somber note when he realizes he missed his chance to ask the developers to bring Barry back. Had players had the opportunity to fight the King, then this ending would have hit much harder than it already does. Number 8, The Dark Presence, Alan Wake. When his wife vanishes after the couple arrive at the picturesque town of Bright Falls, the eponymous author of cult classic Alan Wake finds himself in a waking nightmare. With the town being taken over by a malevolent shadowy presence, the writer must find a way to save his wife and stop the darkness before it's too late. After acquiring the Clicker, a powerful artifact needed to put an end to the horror story, Alan heads to Cauldron Lake for the final confrontation. After making it through a gauntlet of tough enemies, players finally reach the depths of the Dark Presence's watery domain, with the intention of fighting Barbara Jagger, the manifestation of the presence that's been tormenting players throughout the game. Rather than having the pleasure of shooting her in the face with a flare gun, this encounter plays out in a brief cutscene in which Alan defeats her with the Clicker. More than being a lackluster finale, the ending likewise wastes an intriguing new game mechanic introduced in this last section, which sees Alan use his flashlight to bring words to life. As fantastic as this game is, the lack of a final boss fight left a lot to be desired. Number 7, Deathstroke, Batman Arkham Knight. In addition to the stellar combat, moody atmosphere, and action-packed plotlines, one of the best parts of the Arkham series is its lengthy list of villains. Featuring all-time favorites like Joker, Poison Ivy, and Scarecrow, to lesser-known ones like Firefly and Professor Pig, there's no shortage of foes to be found within these games. One of the best villain encounters, though, was with skilled mercenary Deathstroke in Arkham Origins. It's a fast-paced brawl that demanded even faster reflexes, as stylish as it was fun, and proved to be one of the most memorable boss fights in the series. When Deathstroke made his return in Arkham Knight, fans were understandably excited to have a rematch. To the dismay of those who played Origins, however, this fight was built exclusively around the game's much maligned tank mechanics. Not only do players need to suffer through another prolonged Batmobile section, but all hopes of an exciting second round with Deathstroke were instantaneously quashed when Batman knocked him out with a single punch during a short cutscene. That wasn't how anybody wanted the fight to go down. Number 6, Commandant Steel, Borderlands. Best known for its vibrant art style, wacky sense of humor, and large arsenal of ridiculous guns, Borderlands has become a firm fan favorite since the first game's release. Set on the lawless planet of Pandora, this title saw players take on the role of a vault hunter whose goal it is to find a lost alien treasure which is hidden somewhere on the planet. After violently gunning their way through the bandit leaders who possess the fragments of the vault's key, players discovered the artifact is in the hands of Commandant Steel. The formidable leader of the elite Crimson Lance army, this antagonist has likewise spent the game searching for a way to the vault. With her psychic powers and loyal forces at her side, Steel is set up to be a tough final boss. However, once players arrive at the vault, the villain is unceremoniously killed by a tentacled monster known as the Destroyer, Borderlands' actual final boss. Even worse than being cheated out of what could have been an exhilarating climax, though, is that the Destroyer made for a tedious boss fight. Even after being tweaked for the 2019 remaster, the boss is nothing more than a giant bullet sponge that posed little challenge.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Queen Mira, Gears of War 3. Centered around Marcus Fenix and his close-knit squadron, the original Gears of War trilogy followed the hyperbolically muscular Delta Squad as they fought back against the invading Locust forces. Throughout the series, players would shoot and chainsaw their way through an assortment of monstrosities, with General Ram, Skorg, and the Lambent Brumac being some of the more memorable foes. Ruling over them all, though, is Queen Mira. First appearing at the end of the first game, Mira's actions are the reason for all the pain and loss the protagonists suffer throughout the series. When the climax of the third game finally arrives, players will be ready to enact payback on her for all the heartache she's caused. Instead of fighting Mira directly, players are instead tasked with eliminating the insect-like tempest she rides on. When the beast falls, players are treated to an emotional farewell between Marcus and his father before the cog kills Mira with Dom's knife. Although Mira's demise is thematically fitting, her death would have been a lot more emotionally resonant if players were allowed to deliver the final blow themselves as retribution for the tragic deaths of Dom and every other character who lost their lives because of her. Number 4, The Elusive Man, Mass Effect 3. The Mass Effect series is brimming with some of the most well-written and enthralling characters in gaming, with one of the most noteworthy being the Elusive Man. Played by Martin Sheen, this enigmatic figure is the leader of the shadowy Cerberus organization, and plays a pivotal role within the second and third games. Despite striking up a tenuous alliance with the Normandy crew during Mass Effect 2, he becomes one of the main antagonists in the next game, with it later being discovered he's been indoctrinated by the Reapers. Depending on what kind of relationship players had with him, their heel turn can feel like a betrayal or inevitable outcome. Either way, the stakes are high when Shepard catches up with him during the final act. What follows is a tense conversation that determines if Shepard can convince him of his indoctrination, though he dies regardless of the outcome. Given everything that's led up to the moment, this confrontation doesn't have the sense of finality that a traditional boss fight would. Frustratingly, there was originally a fight with the Elusive Man at this point in the game, but instead players were left with this underwhelming finale moments before experiencing the trilogy's notoriously terrible ending. Number 3, Sauron, Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor. After protagonist Talion is resurrected at the start of the game, players spend most of their time in Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor amassing the forces which they'll need to avenge the Ranger's family. With Talion's army by his side, the climax sees him advance on the Black Gate for the final confrontation. In true Lord of the Rings fashion, what follows is an epic battle that sees Talion fight his way through hordes of Uruk to reach the gates. There he finally meets his family's killer, the Black Hand of Sauron. But before Talion can get revenge, the Black Hand takes his own life, allowing Sauron to possess his body. Bathed in flame and wielding his mighty mace, Sauron is an imposing sight. Everything about Talion's journey has culminated to this moment, with players now about to fight one of the most iconic villains ever created. To the disappointment of everyone, though, players didn't get to fight Sauron. Rather, this boss fight plays out through a series of quick-time events that, while visually impressive, removed all the fun and challenge in what could have been an epic conclusion to an epic game. Thankfully, Tolkien fans could face Sauron for real in the Bright Lord DLC. Number 2, Master Chief, Halo 5 Guardians. If the marketing campaign for Halo 5 was to be believed, the flagship shooter sequel was set to see iconic hero Master Chief turn rogue, with newcomer Spartan Locke tasked with hunting him down. Although the trailers drastically oversold the severity of the Chief's betrayal, his crime being going AWOL to find Cortana, the earlier part of the game did follow Locke on his mission to find his fellow Spartan. When Locke and his squad catch up to the Chief during the fifth mission, the stage is set for a confrontation between the two characters. By framing the hero who fans have joined on epic adventures for years as the villain, this game had the potential to turn everything that players expected from this series on its head. Not only would this clash be a spectacular sight, but being forced to fight the Chief would likewise carry a massive emotional weight. To the disappointment of everyone, this highly anticipated showdown was merely a short cutscene where the characters had a lackluster fistfight before Master Chief simply walked away. With the soldiers soon joining forces without as much as a rematch, Halo 5 fumbled what could have been the series' greatest moment. Number 1, Vamp, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. Set 5 years after the events of Sons of Liberty, Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots follows an aged Solid Snake as he sets out to stop Liquid Snake from using an AI system to take control of military forces from around the globe. Late in the game, players head back to Shadow Moses to retrieve the warhead from the defeated Metal Gear from the first game. I know, there's a lot to it. Upon arrival, Vamp ambushes Solid Snake, with Raiden appearing moments later. Vamp and Raiden proceed to fight on top of the defeated mech in a throwback to the final fight from the first game. Meanwhile, players fend off geckos and watch the action unfold through split screen. From the high-octane action, gripping drama, and loving references to Metal Gear Solid, this moment saw Solid Snake's journey come full circle. It was a celebration of the acclaimed series so far, executed to perfection with Kojima's slick style. In short, it underscored everything that made these games amazing. The only way this sequence could have been better would be if players fought Vamp for themselves instead of being forced to watch from the sidelines.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.